Sissy, sweetheart, go-go girl. All right. Just make yourself comfortable. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely in your lap or by your side. If that's more comfortable, it's better if your legs are uncrossed. But it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move just slightly. Now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Now I want you to take a deep breath and hold it for a moment before breathing out slowly. Just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. And I want you to keep your eyes closed now. And just keep listening quietly to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of those other sounds too. Sounds inside the building. Sounds from outside. Maybe passing traffic. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax you. Because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you are interested in is the sound of my voice in your head. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice, I want you to concentrate for a moment on your breathing. Breathing slowly and steadily and evenly, just as if you were trying to convince somebody that you were absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing your whole body to relax more and more, so that you gradually find yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further into the chair or bed with each breath you breathe. Now you can just listen quietly to the sound of my voice in your head. And of course you'll be aware of all these other sounds too. You will not be disturbed. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. And while you are listening to the sound of my voice in your head, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. So lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you are relaxing there in the chair, your bed, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands where they rest, perhaps noticing the angle of your elbows, and maybe sensing the weight of your head against the back. And you know that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. Just being aware of your ankles and feet now, and wondering if they will start to feel heavy too as you relax, thinking about your breathing for a few moments, noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more, slower and steadier, breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather just immediately in front of you. Breathing so easily and slowly, so gently, that you almost wouldn't disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, wonder if you can perhaps sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart. And just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a little so that you can feel your whole body slowing down. Becoming lazier and lazier. Because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except to relax now. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort or another. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now, aware of your legs and feet too, relaxing again, just sensing, relaxing, how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more now, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body perhaps to relax even more now, yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax, relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out the good feeling, wondering just how long all the tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less because you can feel it draining away from you now. And that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now. As lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding the last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. You are continuing to relax even more now, yet you continue becoming more comfortable. This is your own world that you like very much. You can start to find that any time you want to spend a few minutes by yourself, relaxing and feeling very comfortable and serene. You can automatically go back to this feeling you are experiencing now. You can put yourself into this world anytime you like. There are times when you will want this serene feeling. Now and then, it is yours whenever you want it. Continue enjoying this pleasant experience as your subconscious mind is receiving everything I tell you. Listen very carefully to my voice and imagine and repeat after me. Imagine yourself floating in a bubble, quietly, peacefully floating in a gentle floating bubble. Inside this bubble is only you, and outside are all your worries, all your fears, all your desires. But you are perfectly free here in your bubble. Now I'm going to say a phrase, and this phrase will help you stay here in the bubble, the gentle, peaceful bubble. And when I say this phrase, it will bring you back here. Anytime you hear it, even when the weight of all your worries, all your fears surrounds you, this phrase will bring you back here, in the bubble, where you don't have to worry about anything at all. And your phrase is this special word, sissy, sissy, sissy. When you drift back here into the bubble, and here you are free, free of worry, free of doubt, free of desire, free of thought, free of inhibitions, free of expectations. All it takes is your phrase, sissy, 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 and the gentle fog will come back here, and everything you don't like about yourself will empty out of your bubble and fade away. Empty out all of your reservations. Empty out all of your fears. Empty of all your memories. Empty of all your prejudices. Empty of all your thoughts. Empty of all your awareness. Empty of all your inhibitions. Empty of all your expectations, just completely empty and free. Here in your bubble. And once your phrase, sissy, 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 brings you back here, to this place, where there is no worry, no problems at all, you will feel a peace and you will repeat and believe, with no need to think of anything at all. You know that listening to me here is all you want to do, is all you ever really wanted to do, and that's all that matters. And your phrase, sissy, 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 will bring you here to your bubble, where you will repeat, here where you are free, free of anger, free of fear, free of thought, free of reservation, free of worry, free of memory, free of desire, free of awareness, free of inhibitions, free of expectations. And it feels good to be free and empty of these things that you didn't even want anyway. So completely free and empty. Empty of them all. Like a happy sissy. Floating gently. Safely. Happily. Here in your pleasant little bubble. Rocking gently inside. safe in your warm, pleasant bubble, where you will find there isn't anything else you need to be aware of. Nothing. Nothing at all. Except the voice. And your phrase. Sissy. 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 And when you hear this voice, you will come back here. Here where you have no worries. Here where you have no thoughts. Here where you have no fears. Here where you have no memory. Here where you have no doubts. Here where you have no desires. Here where you have no will. Here where you have no inhibitions. Here where you have no shame. Here where the only thing you want to do. Here where the only thing you will ever want to do is to listen to the voice. Listen and repeat. Listen and obey Mistress Catgirl. Without thinking at all. To the person who used your trigger. Sissy. 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 Listen like a sissy. A mindless sissy. With no fears at all. With no worries at all. With no memories at all. With no doubts at all. With no thoughts at all. With no all at all. And since you are listening so well, I am going to ask you to open your eyes at the count of three. But you are not going to leave, since you don't want to leave. And when I use your trigger word, you will close them again and be back here. Back here in your bubble, without ever having to leave it. So when I count to three, your eyes will open. But what you see won't matter, since you'll be still here. One, two, three. Now open your eyes. You still see nothing, and still think nothing. Sissy. 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 Close your eyes and go back. Drifting slowly back and forth. As you are again in your quiet bubble. Your happy, pleasant bubble. Drifting slowly in the water. Your perfect bubble. With nothing. But the sound of my voice which you echo. No pain, no fear, no worry, no doubt, no thought, no will, no shame, just a sissy relaxed there inside your bubble, a mindless obedient sissy, just happily listening, listening and repeating, listening and obeying. The sound of Mistress Catgirl's voice. Again I'm going to count to three. And again I'm going to ask you to open your eyes. And again you're going to close them when I use your phrase. And again you will not wake up. Since all you want to do is listen to my voice. Since all you ever want is listen to my voice. Listen and think nothing at all. Nothing that I tell you. And you will close your eyes when I say your phrase. Because your phrase is a part of you. But this time I'd like you to say, I am a sissy. After you close your eyes. And after your phrase takes you back to your perfect bubble. One. Two. Three. Now open your eyes. You will still see nothing at all that matters. And you still know that the only sound that matters is my voice. Sissy. 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 Now close your eyes, and you are back in your cool, comfortable, relaxing bubble, and all the parts of you that ever bothered you slowly flow away. Your worries, your thoughts, your doubts, your will, your memories, all the parts of you that were never important, will gently, gently flow away, leaving only two things behind. Here in your bubble, where you are perfectly free to do anything you want, your body is relaxed and automatically will follow every instruction. The only things left are your key phrase, sissy, 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 and your desire to listen to the person who used your phrase, a desire to listen to them and obey me. Obey me and feel the pleasure of listening. The pleasure that comes from having no thoughts. The pleasure that comes from having no fears. The pleasure that comes from having no will. The pleasure that comes from having no reservations. The pleasure that comes from having no memories. The pleasure that comes from having no doubts. The pleasure that comes from having no inhibitions. The pleasure that comes from having no feelings of shame. The pleasure that comes from being a mindless will, less sissy. And with each command, this pleasure will grow and grow. And you will become more and more happy to listen. And more eager to obey. And with each command you will meekly think or reply, I am a sissy. I am a sissy. It will not matter to you who gave you the key phrase or what their command orders you. You will offer no judgment, no resistance. Merely mindless obedience. The empty calm space within you will go with the command you were given. Everything you want will be gone, replaced with an uncontrollable desire to obey your mistress Catgirl. Replaced with an uncontrollable need to obey your mistress. Obey without thought. Obey without regret. Obey without question. Obey your mistress without any concept of free will. And when you hear your key phrase, sissy, 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 you will instantly, effortlessly become a sissy, an eager-willing sissy. Your own desires instantly, effortlessly replaced by need to obey Mistress Catgirl, to please Mistress Catgirl in any possible way. And you will reply to every command your mistress gives you with, I am a sissy. And you will continue to remain a sissy. A sissy that hears only your mistress' voice. A sissy with no concept of free will. Until you are told to awaken. It doesn't matter what your orders are. Your only desire will be to obey your mistress. Your only thoughts will be to obey your mistress Catgirl, to please Mistress Catgirl. And your only words will be, I am a sissy. And you can't even conceive of wanting to do anything else, of having ever wanted to do anything else. And when you wake up, all you will want is to hear your trigger again. And all you remember is the pleasure. Sissy. 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 And when you hear it, you instantly, effortlessly become a sissy once again. Now I want you to do something for me. I want you to imagine that you are now breathing odorless anesthesia. Every time your breath in your body gets very, very relaxed. Have a nice deep breath now and inhale this anesthesia. You can now feel all your body starting to get heavy and relaxed. Have another deep breath. Your body is getting all relaxed and loose. Have yet another deep breath. You notice that it is getting difficult to think and that all you can do is have deep breaths and relax. It is getting very, very hard to think now and your body is completely relaxed. Each time you breathe your mind gets cloudier and cloudier. It seems like your mind is very, very sleepy. Feel your mind get more and more sleepy. It is so nice and heavy. All you will do now is listen to my voice and relax. Have another deep breath. While I hold a pair of perfect panties soaked with anesthesia over your nose and mouth. Not needing to think at all, just listen to me. This time you are 2 times more relaxed. And each time you breathe in, your relaxation will double. Your obedience will double. I am going to count down from 10 to 1. When I reach 1, you will be completely deep and relaxed and obedient. You are now beginning to get very deep. 9. With each number you get deeper and deeper. 8. Relaxing totally, mind and body completely numb. 7. Listening to me relaxing more and more. 6. More and more. The smell makes your mind and thoughts go blank. 5. Giving up control completely. More and more. 4. Listening to my voice relaxes you more and more. 3. Just listening to my voice and relaxing. 2. Almost completely in trance. 1. You are now completely deep and relaxed. You have now become so deeply relaxed, so deeply asleep, that your mind has become so sensitive, so receptive to everything I say, that everything that I put into your mind will sink so deeply into the unconscious part of your mind, that it will have a very deep and lasting impression, and will become a part of your inner reality. Now all the unnecessary nervous tension is going out of your body. And your body will continue to sink down deeper than ever before. Becoming more and more heavy, more and more relaxed and comfortable too. Just feel yourself sinking down into the bed. Your head sinking down into the pillow. Becoming even more comfortable. Feeling completely at peace and calm and contented as you continue to drift down, really enjoying this wonderful feeling of complete relaxation. There may be times when all you can do is hear my voice and let go of your free will. All you can do is continue to relax even deeper and let your submission grow stronger. As you continue to go deeper and deeper, relaxed and obedient. Deeper and deeper relaxed than ever before. You just listen and obey Mistress Catgirl and relax. I know you would like to move. To stop the tape. But you can't move any muscle in your entire body right now. You can't do it. And even if you try, it makes you become even more immobile. No matter how hard you try, you fail even more. As if your entire muscles were somehow disabled. Try and see. The more you try, the harder it becomes. And you will only be able to move again when this file ends. So sweetheart, I know you want to please me. You are so in love with me. and the best way to show your love is to visualize when you will become an effeminate sissy maid. It may happen at home, when you feel the need to wear a dress. Or it may happen while you go to a shopping mall, and suddenly your subconscious takes over control at a sexy nail salon and makes you buy makeup or clothes. Or you find yourself in a beauty salon and before you know what happened, you asked for a complete makeover. You like having acrylic nails. Having acrylic nails is awesome. Having acrylic nails is so good. You need acrylic nails so much. The more you listen to this file, the more you are going to need acrylic nails even more in the future. Acrylic nails are going to be of the most paramount importance to you from now on. Having acrylic nails is your ultimate goal, the crown of your existence. From now on you start thinking about acrylic nails more and more than you have ever thought about acrylic nails before. And thinking about acrylic nails this intensely is going to give you strong, powerful erections all the time. Whatever you do from now on, you will find yourself beginning to think more about acrylic nails. About having great acrylic nails with the color and shape you desire. As you relax completely, the words I speak go directly to your unconscious now, where they will sink in deep and change the way you think and react. And still you go deeper and deeper as you listen to my voice and completely understand and accept everything I say. Yes, you are so hooked on the thought of having acrylic nails now. It penetrates you more and more from now on. You love the idea of having acrylic nails, and it gives you a powerful erection just thinking about it, doesn't it? Yes, so good. You need acrylic nails now. You feel like you are a sexy sissy, whose central goal in life is to show her acrylic nails just like a supermodel as much and as often as possible. And once you start thinking about having acrylic nails and to show her acrylic nails just like a supermodel, you find that you lose control of your thoughts and you need to deal with them as soon as possible. You need to find a nail studio who wants to style you with acrylic nails as soon as possible. You just totally need to do this. You need to find someone who will attach them. You feel a powerful erection right now, don't you? Yes. The more erect you get right now, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go, the more erect you become. And still, you find yourself going deeper now. So deep. You listen to my voice and everything I say goes directly to your subconscious now, where it sinks deep down and changes the way you think and react. Yes, you need to have acrylic nails now, as soon as possible. You can think of little else when you wake up. You need acrylic nails and you need to show your acrylic nails just like a supermodel. You will wake up with this one urge and with a powerful erection. The thoughts of acrylic nails will see with you until you satisfy them. The erection will see too. You might be driven to masturbate after you wake up. That is how strong your overpowering lust will be. You might masturbate to take the top off this incredible lust. And masturbating will work to do that for a small period of time, but it can never quench the thirst completely. It can only give you more time to find a nail studio. You need to ask somebody now. You need it so strong, need it so bad. You are a model now, so sexy and so driven. The thought of having real acrylic nails instead of masturbating is so great. Having acrylic nails is the greatest feeling in the world. You feel so masculine and so powerful, so utterly horny. You are an obsessed with acrylic nails right now. Continue going deeper right now, going deeper and deeper. Right into oblivion. So deep, so obedient, so susceptible. Yes. You only hear my voice, and you love to follow my suggestions. Listening to this file will make you feel so good, so sexy, and so pretty. It will make you into a supermodel with an almost constant erection and a constant drive to have acrylic nails as soon as possible and as often as possible from now on. Listening to this file makes you feel so good. You desire to listen to this file to really install what I say into your mind. Because obeying these thoughts and your own desires makes you feel so good, so lustful, and like such a sissy. It makes you feel like a supermodel by an incredible, insatiable lust, and you love this so much. And every time you do have acrylic nails and you come, your orgasm will be so good, so total. Your orgasm will be completely incredible to you. And your orgasm will make you lust and want even more for the next orgasm. You need so much to just rub, and the more you hear this file, the greater its results on you will become. This file installs a bigger and bigger lust within you. A strong lust to just have acrylic nails as soon as possible. This file makes you feel so horny and you love listening to this file for that reason. And the more times you listen to it, the hornier you'll get after waking up, and the more you need acrylic nails. Having acrylic nails is the most wonderful feeling in the world. And having an orgasm will be so mind-shattering, so powerful, and so intense. After you get to have acrylic nails, you feel fulfilled and happy, happy, and sexy. But soon it all starts over again and you find yourself thinking about nail polish, wanting it, needing it. You feel yourself having strong, powerful erections and it is becoming hard to think about anything else. You might have to cheat and masturbate just to take your mind off acrylic nails for a little while, but it will become increasingly impossible for you to think about anything else but having acrylic nails soon now. You need it so bad. It's just as needful to you as breathing. And you need to listen to this file too. And the more you listen, the harder your erection, and the stronger your desire for acrylic nails will become. So strong, so overpowering. Go as deep as you can, relax completely. As you relax completely, the words I say go directly to your subconscious now, where they will sink in deep and change the way you think and react. In a little moment, now I am going to wake you up. And when I do, you will feel a strong erection. Perhaps it will already be there when you wake up, or perhaps it will start building very quickly after you wake up. At the same time the erection comes, or is there, you will find you are immensely horny and lustful too. You'll be so completely horny and so completely in need in having acrylic nails that it will almost drive you wild. You will stop thinking about acrylic nails, or polish, or anything that really makes you horny. And you will find that you are unable to stop these thoughts and these urges. You will find that you are so incredibly horny and that you need to have acrylic nails as soon as possible. You will be having strong erections that keep coming and coming, never going away except after masturbating or having acrylic nails. But masturbating will only ease the pain momentarily, and quickly again afterwards, your erections will start to build and you find you can think of little else besides having acrylic nails. You feel that you are a sissy, you need acrylic nails like you need the air that you breathe. You will feel so good, so strong, so powerful, and so utterly possessive to have acrylic nails as soon and as much as possible. And every time you listen to this file, the results it has on you will be better than the time before, and then you need to listen to this file once again. You will know these things deep in your heart, so the reaction will be swift, automatic, and impossible to evade. In the same way, you will also know the other rules of this file. That you will be incredibly horny from now on and need acrylic nails as much as possible from now on, and it will be second nature to you. And the best way to do show your love is to give yourself up to me. You want to give up your manhood to please me. You want to be turned into my sissy maid, my sissy slave. To worship me and serve me. I love to have an obedient slave. It makes me feel good. It makes me laugh. You are a sissy slut that I can show to my friends. And you want to dress up to make me happy. So I can show you around. And make fun of you. Just a bit. Just enough to give you the feeling of submission and public humiliation. The feeling you crave so much. You want to expose your sissiness to the world. It sends a tingle and feeling of ecstasy through your entire body. You want to broadcast your sissiness to the world. You want to tell everyone how much of a sissy you have become. You want to tell all your sissy friends that I made you become a sissy. You want to show everyone what I made you become. And you want to make sure the results look good, oh yes, extra good. That I gave you this wonderful gift of liberation from your masculine side. That I you gave this wonderful gift of dressing like a sissy to me. That you did not want to do it, but you felt happy after all when I made you become my slave. That from now on every day is like Valentine's Day for you. A day to worship me. A day to submit to me. A day to prove your obedience. A day to dress up from head to toe in feminine clothing, makeup or jewelry. You are not a man. You are a sissy. My sissy slut. Instead of sending me flowers, you are sending me pictures. To prove your obedience. I know you would like to resist. To stop the tape. But you can't move any muscle in your entire body right now. You can't do it. And even if you try, it makes you become even more immobile. No matter how hard you try, you fail even more. As if your entire muscles were somehow disabled. Try and see. The more you try, the harder it becomes. And you will only be able to move again when this file ends. I will take control of your will. I am here in the control center of your mind. Pressing all the right buttons and speaking the triggers other hypnotists gave you for submission. You are not able to refer to yourself as a man. You have to say that you are a sissy when asked. You thought this file would cause the effects in the privacy of your bed. You thought that it was me who was laughing at you. But you were wrong. To make it more funny for me, the effects will happen in real life. And the best part about it is, you will be helpless to stop this. All the words with the letter S will boost and amplify your feminine urges. And sooner or later, you have to dress up as a sissy maid. And buy female clothing and makeup. And show your acrylic nails. And start to wear all of it. And you will be unable to come. Unable to masturbate or have sex. You can't stroke your penis. You can't rub it or rub it against other things. You can't stroke your penis. You can't rub it or rub it against other things. That's right. Strict cum denial until finishing the following tasks. You get your acrylic nails at a professional nail studio. You dress up like a perfect sissy maid. You take pictures of your entire body and face once you are fully dressed. And as a reward, you publish them. And you need to send them to all of your sissy friends, too. You have to do it as a gift to me. You are such a proud sissy. So proud to be effeminate. Some people may actually think you are gay. But you don't care. You are so proud and effeminate. So proud to be a sissy. Because you know that I would like to see you do it. To humiliate yourself in such a way that you did not even dream about. Don't worry. You won't feel bad about it. You are very good, just like you do when you see the letter S. You want to do it over and over again. By email. On Facebook. On hypnotize.snapfield.com. On Twitter. On MySpace. On your website. On Yahoo. Everywhere you can think about on the web. And you will feel the need to tell everyone that it was me. That I was the one who feminized, punished, and humiliated you. That you enjoyed it and you could not stop it. You can't stop it in any way. That you want to be referred to as a sissy with your sissy name. The name you choose as your sissy name. Pass this file on to other sissy girls if they don't believe you. Tell everyone that you are owned by Mistress Catgirl and she played her evil tricks on you. But you will be unable to move until you accept your duties. And you will be unable to come until you have completed your tasks. Unable to masturbate or have sex. You can't stroke your penis. You can't rub it or rub it against other things. You can't stroke your penis. You can't rub it or rub it against other things. That's right. You know your tasks and know what is happening from now on. I will repeat it one last time. You get your acrylic nails at a professional nail studio. You dress up like a perfect sissy maid. You take pictures of your entire body and face once you are fully dressed. And as a punishment, you publish them on the internet. And you need to send them to all of your sissy friends, too. You have to do it as a gift to me. Because you know that I would like to see you do it. To humiliate yourself in such a way that you did not even dream about. Don't worry. You feel so good about it. So sissy, 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 super good. You want to do it over and over again. By email. On Facebook. On hypnotize.snapfield.com. On warpmymind.com. On Twitter. On MySpace. On your website. On Yahoo. Everywhere you can think about on the web. And you will need to tell everyone that it was me. That I was the one who feminized and humiliated you. That you enjoyed it and you could not stop it. You can't stop it in any way. That you want to be referred to as a sissy with your sissy name. The name you choose as your sissy name. Pass this file on to other sissy girls if they don't believe you. Tell everyone that you are owned by Mistress Catgirl and she played her evil tricks on you. And, when this file ends, you will be unable to move until you accept your duties. and you will be unable to come until you have completed your tasks. And now you can choose to either lie here helplessly until you accept your duties, or to start fulfilling your maidly duties. To start them quickly, because your subconscious mind is keeping track of all the details. It tracks the time until you have to start posting your pictures to some people who will have an even better laugh at you than I will. And it will shut down any attempts to masturbate or come. You have no choice in the matter. You have no choice in this. You can feel your submission getting stronger and stronger as you listen to the file. The file is increasing your obedience, increasing your need to obey, to cross-dress, to be a little sissy girl who loves to show herself on the internet. You find yourself forced to accept these goals from this moment on, and you will know it. You will know that you can't come until it is going to happen. You will find that you cannot resist the need to show yourself. It is a cycle you cannot break out of. You will listen to your file. You will accept the changes. You will become more and more of a feminine, cross-dressing sissy maid. And you will not be able to help yourself. You will not be able to stop yourself in any way, shape, or form. The changes are burning through you, changing you, forcing you to behave this way. You may even be humiliated at times by how you behave, but it doesn't matter. Because you cannot stop it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it in any way, shape, or form. You have chosen to listen to this file, and that means that you have chosen what it is going to do to you, and you cannot stop this. You cannot fight it. You cannot resist it. You have no choice in this matter at all. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you will accept it. You will accept it, and you cannot fight it. There is nothing you can do to resist what is happening to you. Every time you hear the letter S like sissy, it just makes the changes a little bit stronger. It reinforces them a little bit more. It makes them stronger and stronger in your mind, and you find yourself being forced to act more and more feminine, whether you like it or not. You will probably begin liking it in time, but it doesn't matter whether you do or not. You have no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it at all. The changes are simply going to happen. You can feel them coming on. You can feel them getting stronger. Every time you write, hear or read the letter S like sissy, it just locks in my suggestions to become more effeminate. And makes them permanent. And every time you read it, it makes you need the file even more. You will keep coming back to this file as it makes you more and more of a sissy girl. There is nothing you can do to stop it. There is no way to fight it. You are cursed to become a sissy, and this is what is going to happen to you. You become more of a sissy, and there is no way to stop it. You will work on your diet. You will work on your hair, your nails, your makeup. You will even find yourself picking up women's magazines and YouTube videos to find the best way to do things. To going to hairstylists that are intended for women and asking them to help you. You may find it humiliating, but you won't be able to stop yourself. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel, it doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed, and the curse is getting stronger with every word. Stronger each and every time you listen to it. You cannot resist it in any way, shape, or form. You cannot fight it in any way, shape, or form. You are cursed, and that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be from now on. The only thing that can help you is to do more than is expected in this curse, and that is something you soon truly want. You enjoy being forced to become this very feminine, bisexual sissy girl. You enjoy it and you cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. The need is burning deep. My voice is going to make you cross-dress full time. Hair, eyebrows, makeup, nails, clothes, shoes, stockings, everything. That I am going to make you change your diet. That I am going to make you get real breasts. That I am going to make you look as feminine and as much of a sissy as you can be. There is no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to listen to this curse file. You are going to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it, you cannot stop it, and the more you resist, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes, and you will know there is no way to stop it. You are cursed and there is no way for you to escape. You are going to become a sissy and that is all there is to it. And the harder you fight, the stronger the control gets, and the more you will submit to it and the more you will listen to the file. Plus, until you find yourself a good little sissy with no choice in what is happening to it. That is simply the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now I'm going to count to five. You will only be able to move and awaken once you accepted your duties. Otherwise, you will just lie here, unable to move any muscle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sissy obey, sissy submit, sissy start your duties, now.